This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Hungarian parliament approved Sweden's bid to join NATO on Monday, clearing the way for the Nordic country becoming the 32nd member of the defense alliance. Hungary's vote ended months of delays to complete Sweden's accession to NATO and followed a meeting Friday during which the two countries signed an arms deal. Sweden's NATO membership was supported by 188 lawmakers in Hungarian parliament, with 6 voting against. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government has faced pressure from NATO allies to fall in line and seal Sweden's security policy shift. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a ceasefire deal would only delay an Israeli military offensive in Rafah, southern Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As negotiations for a ceasefire continue, Israel is nearing the approval of plans to expand its offensive against Hamas to Rafah on the Gaza-Egypt border. More than half the besieged territory's population of 2.3 million have sought refuge in Rafah. Humanitarian groups warn of a catastrophe. Rafah is Gaza's main entry point for aid. The U.S. and other allies say Israel must avoid harming civilians. Netanyahu's office said the army had presented to the war cabinet its operational plan for Rafah, as well as plans to evacuate civilians from the battle zones. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday he hopes to have a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza start by next Monday, as the warring parties appeared to close in on a deal during negotiations in Qatar that also aimed to broker the release of hostages. Biden said he hoped a ceasefire would start within days. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron opened the door on Monday to European nations sending troops to Ukraine, although he cautioned there was no consensus at this stage as allies agreed to ramp up efforts to deliver more munitions to Kyiv. Some 20 European leaders gathered in Paris on Monday to send Russian President Vladimir Putin a message of European resolve on Ukraine and counter the Kremlin's narrative that Russia is bound to win a war now in its third year. A White House official told Reuters the United States had no plans to send troops to fight in Ukraine, and there were also no plans to send NATO troops to fight in Ukraine. A close ally of Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny says he was close to being freed in a prisoner swap at the time of his death, but President Vladimir Putin could not tolerate the thought of him being released and had him killed. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Maria Pevchik's comments on Monday echo accusations by Navalny's family and supporters that President Vladimir Putin had ordered his death. Speaking on YouTube, she said talks about exchanging Navalny and 2 unnamed U.S. nationals for Vadim Krasikov, a Russian FSB security service hitman in jail in Germany for murder, were in their final stages at the time of his death. 47-year-old Navalny died at an Arctic penal colony on February 16th. Pevchik said she had confirmation that negotiations for the swap were in their final stages on the evening of February 15th.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. A massive strike on Monday in Guinea across the West African nation began. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Guinea's capital, Conakry, ground to a halt on Monday. Workers, including miners, beginning a nationwide strike in the world's second largest producer of bauxite, seeking higher wages and other demands. The Guinea Trade Union Movement, an umbrella group for multiple workers' unions, announced the general strike last week. It said the action would be indefinite and include the public, private and informal sectors.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Communications with the private U.S. moon lander Odysseus are expected to end on Tuesday, effectively cutting short its mission 5 days after touchdown, the company behind the spacecraft Intuitive Machines said on Monday. Company executives had told reporters the lander would be able to operate for about 9 or 10 days under a best-case scenario. However, the company acknowledged the spacecraft had landed sideways on the lunar surface following a navigation glitch. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.